We're at the very bottom of Hey Amid Aleph, the last two words, Omer Rava. This is going on Rabbi Akiva's statement. We're trying to find where is the source in the Torah that Chometz is Aser on Erev Pesach, from the sixth hour and onward. So Rabbi Akiva said, the source that the Torah must be over, it says, Ach b'yomer rishon tashpisu so'om ebeitechem, that you have to do tashpisu. And Rabbi Akiva is learning Tashpisu is Havara. It can't be on Yom Tov. It's on Yom Tov. There's an Itza of Havara. So if it can't be on Yom Tov, when is it? It's Erev Yom Tov. That was Rabbi Akiva's limud. Omer Rava. Rava says, Shma Minam is Rabbi Akiva Tlach. We learn three dinim from Rabbi Akiva. We can understand three things. Shma Minam. Ein bir chometz el sreifa. We see from Rabbi Akiva that since he holds it can't be on Yom Tov, his Yom Tov is an issa of just doing havara. We know that to do bir chometz, there's many ways to do it. You can burn it. There's also shitas chachamim that holds you can feed it to a dog, or you could scatter it and give it to, and throw it into the sea. From the fact that Rabbi Akiva learns it must be usher on Yom Tov, because Havar is also on Yom Tov, it must be the Rebbe Kiva's holding of the Shita that Bir Chometz is only Sreifa. Ushma Mina. Oh, let's just see Rashi on that. Let's see, Shma Mina is going to need a little explanation. Shma Mina, Medelo Naskele Lahai, Yom Rishon Erev Yom Tov, Hu Ela Mishum Diyasa Lahavir Yom Tov. The reason why Rebbe Kiva said that it has to be Erev Yom Tov and not on Yom Tov is because you can't do Havar on Yom Tov. Shema Minah, Sphir Leit Rebbe Yehuda. This is going to be a machloka later on in the Masechta between Rebbe Yehuda and Chachamim. How do you do Bir Chometz? The Yom Elakamon, Bepera Kol HaShah, Ein Bir Chometz El Sreifa. The Rebbe Yehuda holds that the only way you can do Bir Chometz is Sreifa. The Olev Lam in Nosa, he learns it from the leftover Korbanos. The E, Dashvishta, they're called Davar Sphir Leit, that if Rabbi Akiva would be holding that Shvisa could be with any way of eliminating any chametz that you have, look maybe Yom Tov. You could establish it in Yom Tov. You could just feed it to a dog. The fact that Rabbi Akiva says that it's usher to do bir chametz on Yom Tov because it's Havara, he must be holding there's no other way to do bir chametz, and therefore he's holding like Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi over here says what seems to be a connected Yushalmi. He says that if what's the proof that it can't be on Yom Tov? Because you have to do Havar. Rabbi Akiva didn't told, he held like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Chachamim, that you could have fed it to a dog. So according to Rashi, according to Shitas Chachamim, which we passing like, if you have chametz found on Yom Tov itself, you could feed it to a dog. A stray dog, of course. This is an Isser Hana on chametz. The problem is the Yushalmi Paskins that even feeding to a stray dog, there's a certain hanah that a person gets when they feed a dog an animal, any animal food. People enjoy feeding animals food, and therefore even a stray dog, the Yushalmi says, is not to give you chametz to. And yet Rashi over here holds that you're allowed to feed a dog chametz. A stray dog he's probably talking about. Certainly your own dog. It could not be your own dog. At least a stray dog on Yom Tov. This Rashi is a little bit of a problem. A lot of Achronim are going into it. Two of the Tevutzim on Rashi is that you could say that Ein Achinami, there's an Isser of having Hanah from your chametz, and even feeding it to your dog is an Isser Hanah. But there's a mitzvah Aseh of Tashbisu. You have to get rid of it. And we know there's a concept called Atiya Aseh V'Docha Lo Taseh. An Aseh can come and be Docha Lo Taseh. And therefore, the aseh of tashpisu would be docha, the lot aseh of getting hanah from your dog. It's a little hard, though, because we find that the halacha says that you can't feed a dog. Meaning the halacha is passing that you can't do it, so we don't hold to that lamdas. So the other than saying that since it's on Yom Tov itself, and you have chametz, your whole kavana over here is clearly not to give the dog any hanah, but rather to do tashpisu, and the Yom Tov itself is mochiach, that it's not done for the hanah of giving it. Okay, Rashi's a tzarchim. Shema Mina, the second thing that we learned from Rabbi Akiva, that he holds that Isser Chometz is from the sixth hour, Erev, because it can't be on Yom Tov, this is an Issa Havar on Yom Tov, we see from Havar L'Chalak Yatzad that Havar, we have a problem. You know, we saw this in the Sekhtar Shabbos. We know in one place it says Lo Tarseh Kol Malacha. You're not allowed to do any Malacha on Shabbos, which are the 39 Malachas. But yet it says in another place Lo Tev Arvu Eish. You can't inflame an Eish. So why did the Torah go out of the way to say Havar is Aser? So this is a Machloket. Why this is? Why does Tavar Eish? Rashi brings it down. Let's just see it in Rashi. Shema Minam et Kamarit Shuhu Av Malacha. We already know that's an Av Malacha. It's really on. Shema Minah from Rabbi Akiva, that since already burning is an Av Malacha, Sphir Lake of Rabbi Nathan, he's going to have to hold like Rabbi Nathan. Tiyomi Havar Lechalik is coming to distinguish Yitzhak. The Tanya, here's the price in Shabbos. Havar Lelav Yasat, it's a question, is Havar, the fact that we put Havar separate from the 39 Malachas, is it letting us know that it's different? Meaning, it's a lav. All other Yisroim on Shabbos is going to be a din skila. But when it comes to Havar, it was taken out separately. You can't do it, meaning it's not as chamor, it's only a lav. Or is it lechalek? It's coming to distinguish. It's coming to let you know that just like this singular one, you're going to be over if you're going to do it on Shabbos. So to any other av malacha. We see from Rabbi Akiva, from the fact that it's Havar on Yom Tov, it's going to hold that it's going to be Mechalek Yatzah. The Tanya, let's see the Bryson Shabbos. Havar Lelav Yatzah, this is the first Shita. It's a Lav coming out. Shaita Beklal Lotaseh Kol Malacha. On one hand, it's part of the Klal, you can't do any Malacha. Chozer, the Pasuk now came, Behotsia Miklalo, it comes to bring it out from the general principle of all other Malachas. Uprat Ba Lav Liatzmo, it's just a Lav by itself. Doesn't have a thin misa on it. Kishor malachot, meaning it's different. Ela lelav zelavado. That's the first sheet. If every nata no met lechalek yitzata, it's coming to lechalek. Shalot tomorrow se arba'im arba chamisha avos malacha b'shog b'shabbat einu chayav lechad. Says lo tasu kol malacha. You would think that if you did four or five of them, you only the one iser of don't do malacha. Daha chad. Lavika bikulahu. Isn't that one part of all of them? The chad chorus. The fichak parpa b'fnei atzmo lahaki shaleya. Mahim yocheret shiav malacha v'chayv malaya latzmo. Also, Rabbi Alma, Rabbi Yossi, lav av malachahi. Rabbi Yossi holds it's not an av malacha havar. Rabbi Nathan holds it is an av malacha. Since Rabbi Akiva is calling it an av malacha, we see clearly holds like Rabbi Nathan. Ushma mina, the third Shema mina we learned from Rabbi Akiva, that lo amrinan hoel behutra havar litzorach hutra nami shalo litzorach. We have a klal when it comes to malachas on Yom Tov. Once you find that you could do a malacha on Yom Tov, for example, cooking, we say it's thing called hutra. We mutter it for all aspects of lighting, from the fact that Rabbi Akiva said you can't do havar, yet you can cook a korban pesach on Pesach, but you can't burn your chametz, so he must not hold to this klal. Lo amrin and hoel v'hutra havar letzarech hutra namishlo letzarech. That's clearly Rabbi Akiva. Okay, and we don't pass like that. We hold of hutra. Tanum Abanim. This is a long brisa. It's going from the two dots over here all the way down past the middle of the page to the two dots at the end. One long brisa. Comparing, we have a problem. There's two psukim in the Torah that seems to repeat himself. It says, Lo yireh lecha chametz, you shouldn't see chametz. And also says, Lo yimatze chametz, you shouldn't find chametz. What's the difference between the two of them? If I can't see it, of course I can't find it. If I can't be found on me, I can't see them. So why did the Torah have to bring both psukim? There's a long brisa that's going to compare the two of them, what you might have thought with one and not the other one. And then making the hekesh between it all and seeing what's mutter and usher to have on Yom Tov when it comes to, on Pesach when it comes to having chametz. Tanu Rabbanan. It says, Shivat Yomim Sor Lo Yimatze Bebetechem. You shouldn't find it. This is the answer called the Baal Yimatze. Ma Talmud Lomer. What did you have to tell me? Lo Yimatze. Halo Kavar Neymar. We already know Lo Yoreh Lecha Sor. Lo Yoreh Lecha Chametz. Bechol Gevulecha. You're not allowed to see it. If you can't see it, certainly it's not going to be found by you. Lefi shenemar lo yirel lecha so'or, because if you only had lo yirel lecha, there's an emphasis on the word, don't, you should not see so'or. Shelcha etaroeh, yours you can't see. Avalataroeh shelacherim, but you could see others, v'shel givor, or you could have others in your property. Yachol, you might think from the pasuk of lo yireh, that only that's yours and not others. Yachol yatmin, what happens if you bury it in your property? Or you accept a deposit from a goy, his chametz over here. Again, is it lecha? Is it yours? Is it lo yireh? Is it seen? No, it's buried or it's not yours. Talmid lomer lo yimatze. It shouldn't even be found. You can't find chametz in your house. Let's see, Vashi up to here. Halo kavane eman v'lo yireh lecha sor b'chol givulecha. Hari batim v'mashmai. If you can't find it in your, can't see it in your property, certainly you can't find it in your house. Lefishnema v'lo yireh lecha. Mikitziv lecha, when it says yours, mashmina shelcha etaraeh. But you can see in the others, shalacherim. Who are acherim, according to Rashi? Kegon nachri. Goyish chametz. Meaning goyish chametz that are not yours, you can have. That's the mashmot over here. You can't have yours, but others you can. Goyish chametz. This now is a bit of a problem. What is Rashi's kavana that you can see others in your property that you don't own, kagon nachri? Does it mean kagon nachri, but not Jewish? Or who are then Jewish? Is Rashi dafka over here? Meaning the Gemara brings down a dafka over here. That goyish chametz you can see. But a Jewish chametz, even though it's not yours, you cannot have in your house. If it's a Jewish chametz. Right? Other people are cholik. No, Rashi means, he brought down nachri to let you know, he didn't want to speak about Roshoyim. They want to speak about Jewish or something that's not Shkiach that Jews had chametz on Pesach. It's a chose coin. But the Gvor holds that it's clearly Goyish chametz you could have, but not Jewish. And the Pnei Yeshua says, even the ones that hold that you can have Jewish chametz in your house, that the deposit of Lo Yireh is saying that you could have Jewish chametz, but you still have to burn it. This is what's called Ervus. You have you're in order. Your friends shouldn't have chametz. You have to take care of it for them. This really opens up a lot of shilas on Pesach. Okay, it's actually one of them.
This is only happening,
you know. No, we're going to see in the Miskan. It's going to come like this also. That you don't have the chametz that you don't have achrayus on. Is it just goyish chametz that you don't have achrayus on? You could have in your house, or even Jewish chametz. What? If they put it in your house?
If you have it in your house, this stuff.
It's not yours, though. It's not yours. Some, yeah, the case is like this. It's a common Bali Tshuva question that their parents aren't from. They come to them for Pesach. So they come into the person's house, and you see that they have a bottle of whiskey. And you tell them, you know, you don't want to make too many problems. And then, you know, you say, Abba, can I, do you mind if I sell it for you? He says, nope. He says, can I get rid of it? Nope. And you know, he's probably going to drink it on Pesach, and it's in your house. Can you go when he's not looking and pour it down the drain? That's a question. It's a serious question. Well, according to this Rashi, and according to the Gvor, Shalacherim could go Nachri Dafka. But a Jewish person having something in your house, even though you don't have Achrayos on it, can you get rid of it? So, the source for this, believe it or not, is our Parsha. Parsha Shavua. Incredible. Rachel stole the trophim from Lavan and destroyed him. An incredible Zohar. I didn't even know this Zohar before. The Zohar says that Rachel was punished terribly for what she did because she caused such aggravation to her father. Because of that, she wasn't Zohar to raise Binyamin because she stole from her father and got rid of it. Oh, it was a mitzvah. They compared exactly to Pesach over here. You're trying to prevent someone from doing a mitzvah and yet she got punished. So they brought this to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, I'm sorry, he says, there's a difference. He said, that was before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, I don't know where the source is, he said that the mitzvah of Kibbut Av Eim was much more chamor than it is today, before we got all the other mitzvahs over there. Then part of the mitzvah of Kibbud Av V'Em is you can't do anything to cause sorrow to your family. But today, it's different that you can do it, and one should. If one sees a fellow Yid staying in his house, in his house over here, you can't have it over there. From according to this floor over here, and he paskins like this. Mishnah Berurah brings it down as a machloket, but he paskins. Someone brings chametz into your house, a Jewish person, get rid of it.
It's his father's house.
No, if he comes to your house, you're in your house. The issue is on you. You can't have. It's the pasuk is lo yematzah chametz bebeitechem in your house. It shouldn't be found. So he brings tension. What about now? The father now takes him to Beis Din. He has to pay. Right? You got rid of it, but it wasn't yours. You didn't have achrayus on it. So this really is a big issue. With, I'm certainly. What?
It wasn't his either.
Oh, it wasn't the father's either. You can't, but he good, good. So, we're not going to even try to pask in this, because there's pages and pages on it, but he did bring down a chazanish that says, and it's pretty stark over here, that if you see someone reading epic courses, you can burn it, and you don't have to pay for it. It's a hana. I don't know where I get it from, but not telling you. I know in the yeshiva that I teach, and there's been a problem a few times. You have a few kanoim coming in, and you know, you're destroying someone's, you know, secular library or whatever. You have to ask a shayla before you do it. But he brings down this chazanish over here. So you have a lot of coming out from over here in this this issue over here. And what do you do with the Jewish chametz in your house on chametz? If you have a goy coming to your house, okay, he has his own stuff over there. As long as you don't have a price on it, we'll see at the end of the Gemara. He can keep his stuff, but a Jew, it's already a machloket on what are you allowed to do. Okay. Let's see, go ahead in the Brisa. Hey, Liela. Nope, right before that. Hey, Liela ben Nachri, Shaloki Vashto, V'en Shroyimcha. When it says, it says, Tama Loma Lo Yimot, so you're not allowed to have chametz. So, Hey, Liela Nachri, Shaloki Vashto, V'lo Shroyimcha, V'chotzer. So you're not allowed to have this guy's chametz. We're not talking about, maybe it's only talking about a nachri that you're not in control of, and he's not in your chatzah. Nachri kishivashto v'shvayim chavachatzah. What about a nachri that you have control over, and he's in your chatzah, minayim? Tamalo lo yimatzah v'teichim. Nope, it says you cannot find it in your house. The Gemara is going to discuss this part of the price, but it seems to be lehefech. En liyele shebe v'teichim. We only know that you can't find the Yisr of Lo Yimotzeh is in your house. What about Biborot, Besichim, Bimorot, things out in the field, your different storage places, Menayim, Tamid Lomar with Lo Yireh, Bechol Givulecha, in your, or any of your property. Ve'adayin, Ani Omer, Bebatim over Mishum, Bal Yireh, Bal Yimotzeh, Bal Yitmon, Bal Yikavul, picked on him in a nachri. When it comes to your house, we know all these things. Of you can't find it, you can't see it, it can't be hidden, and it can't even be on a deposit from the nachrim. The gevulim, what about in gevulim shalcha? You can't have it, because it's going on lo yirah, for lo yimotzeh, but you can see from others, for shal gevoah. How do I know that I can transfer whatever the chumers and the kulas from one to the other? Talmud says saor saor. We're going to have a gezeira shava. The gezeira shava. Neman saor b'pastim. It says that you can't find saor in your house. Saor lo yimatzah b'batechem. Neman saor b'kavulin. It says also saor b'kavulin. Lo yuelachas saor. Matzah omer b'batim over mishum b'yivah b'yimatzah b'yitmi. Yachmin v'al yigam v'gedunim in a goyim. All these is sword. You can't find your house. Af so'or ha'omer v'gavulim omer shum bal yireh. You can't see it. Bal yimatzeh, it can't be found. Bal yachmin, it can't be buried. Or bal yikavul v'gedunim in a goyim. And you can't have a deposit from the nachrim on it. Ma so'or ha'omer v'gavulim. And now we're going to have the cooler part. Ma so'or ha'omer v'gavulim. It says shelcha. E'atareh aval atareh shelachem. But you can see from others. Yeah, and people are probably noticing there's this era going on in this brayta. Vishal gevoah, av soar omer bepatim shelchay etaroeh. Even in your house, yours you can't see. Avalata reshalachem vishal gevoah, but you can see through others. In the Mishkan, we see that others, and according to the Bashi, it's nachrim, which the Gemara says dafka nachrim. Rashi, Yikabel Yachol, Nilmud Mikra Zeh Shiatmin. You can at least bury it at Shalav Yad. Kidei, Shalo Yireh V'dayu, Tahalo Yireh Ktiv. Nope, it says Bal Yimot, it shouldn't even be found. And something that's buried in your house is called found, unless you bury it really deep, I don't know. Unless it's not there. But we say that anything that dug that can be undug on Pesach is Bal Yimotze. Yikabal Pukdonim in the Goy V'nachmi Dahakasiv L'cha. Yours, but not someone else's. Tamalom Alo Yimotze. Asalacha Hatmona She'afi Beklal Metzia. Anything buried is called Metzia. V'yasalacha Shalacherim V'achalo Kasiv L'cha. It doesn't say L'cha with Bal Yimotze. That's not meaning. We're going to see later that you're going to transfer the L'cha also to Bal Yimotze. Anyway, Milo Yimatzah Diyaseh L'Nachmi Shalok V'Vachat Hakad Yadcha V'Enu Shivoy M'Chavei Chatzir V'Lekamei Porech Ipcha Mistav. We're going to see it's going to be the opposite. Nachmi Shikivash T'Tachad Yadcha D'Havi M'mono K'M'moncha. And Nachmi that you conquered, his possessions are like your possessions. Or Shalok Kivashtav Aval Shivoy B'Chatzercha. But if he's living in your Chatzir M'nai Tamilom Milo Yimatzah L'Kamei Mefoy. So we're going to explain the Goyim, and the truth is the next staff is going to be dealing quite at length with Goyish Chametz. Ein Li Ela B'Batim Klomar V'im Namar Zeh V'Lo Manar V'Lo Yireh L'Cha. So Ha'iti Yomer Ein Li She'asa L'Shon Chametz Ela B'Batim Epenei Shehu Metzoyetz It's Latami. The Dahaba Hai Kavah Batim Hodiksiv. We explain this out. Vash, see these next two Vash, we already spoke them out. Tamalom Bekol Givrucha, Bekwa, Velo Yerel Ksiv. Vedayan, Bealpha Pisha Nomar Shineim, Yeshlu Nomar Bebatim over Bekol Elum. Dahal Lo Yematze Dimashma Filo Hatmanam. Zibele Bebatim, Velo Ksiv Bahu Nami Lecha, Lahotzi Shalachem. Ava Begvula, Begvulim. Board, Sikh, Memor, Kisib Lacha, Vanim, Avala, Tabo, Ebehem, Shalachem, Menaim, Latin, Kula, Shalzeb, Zeb, Humu, Shalzeb, Zeb, Tamalom, Lakami, Pora, Kamai, Kamar, the Mighty Law, Shalachem, Vishal, Givor, the Usuli, Hatir, Haka, Bahaka. So we spoke of that, Rashi. So here's our writer on the Issa of Lo Yematsa, Velo Yere, and the comparison of what, how you can compare the two of them and what you learn out from them. Omi and Mar, we had a steer going on. Not a steer, a problem. Omer Lotmar. Ainli Ela Benachri. We said that the Itza Bal Yimotze is on a Nachri, is on a Goy Shalokivasta that you don't have command over. The Ain Shroim Chabachatzer. You'll be over Lo Yimotze. Nachri Shikivashto. But if you do have command over him and his possessions are yours, the Shroim Chabachatzer, he's living with your Chatzer. Minayan, where do you know that that's also Aser? Tamaloma lo yimatza. When you ask him that, it's a kavachomer. If a goy that you don't have control over, you're going to be over the yis of lo yimatza. Certainly, if you have control over him and he's in your chatzu, you're going to be over the yis of lo yimatza. So why do you have to bring a pasuk of lo yimatza? Tell us that. Klapi laya. Where is this going to? Rashi translated klapi laya. Shtei milah. Klapi eichon. No, which direction are you going in over here? It's the opposite over here. The davar ipcha should be the opposite. Mistava makes sense. Nachmi shikivashto mistava the yasa tefei. It should be yasa tefei. I don't need an extra pasuk to try and tell me this. If one is aser, the one under my reshut is aser. Lashi laya heichan. Where is it? Because over brochas repair kavoa chatsvi the north kigani liar. We see the liar means heichan. Where are you going? So Abaye says, you're right. This is a good question. Ipuch. The writer should have written it the opposite way. First say that I know that it's a goy that's under my dominion and he's in my chatzer. I'm still over Bal Yimatzer. How do I know even a goy that's not? And that would be the limud. Vavo me'liolam lo tipuch. You don't have to say it's opposite. This part on the question of Nachri that's under your dominion is not under your dominion. It's the Nachri that's under your dominion is on the Reishakai, is on the first part, on the Heter part of the Prisa. Shalcha. We said, Shalcha, yours, Eyatara. Aratara, Tibet, Shalachem, and you can see others. On that now we say, which others can you see that's won't be an Isser? I'd say Goyim, that's not under my dominion. Those are the Nachum that I can have. But how do you know that the Goyim that are under your dominion, that also that you could have in your possession? That's the Heter over here. The Shagavoa, Ein li ela Nachum Shaloki Vashto. The Ein Shroim Chadat is a Heter to have their Chametz among you, the Chatzah. Nachum Kishivasto Vishroim Chadat Chatzah Minayin. Where do I know that also those, it's not really my Chametz, and therefore it could be in my house, I guess he's a slave over here, not a slave, but someone that's under your dominion. Tamaloma lo yim matzah. It shouldn't be found. Oh, what do you mean lo yim matzah? Lo yim matzah is coming to be machmir. Fahatana mahadeh hetera. You're coming and bring us a heter. The Nazi vakval yisor, and you bring a pasuk that's usring. Mishum shneimor lecha lecha trei zimin. It says lecha twice. In the Issa of Baal Yireh, it says, Lecha, you shouldn't see twice. Even though with Baal Yimatzah it doesn't say it, since it says it twice with Lo Yireh, the second time it's not needed. Since it's not needed for Lo Yireh, we can borrow the Pasuk and put it under Lo Yimatzah. That's one of the limudim that we have in the Torah. When you have something extra that's not for the matter, you borrow it to something similar to it. That's how Rashi learns it. Tzivashi, Ipuch, I would say that you make the opposite. That I know what's aser is a nakri that's under my dominion. Tahavi dumi is a shokhat, similar to yours. Nakri shaloki vashto minayan, tamalom lo yamatza. Even there, minayan lo yamatza. Veloka see lo timatza of a lo yamatza legami mashma, not found at all. Ave shakai lahatira. Ainly the mutil vot shalacharim with the lo kibo. What do you know? And here's the limud that he makes. You're trying to bring a het, then you bring a pasuk that's coming to Asrit. We're bringing it to Bimater. In your possession it says lecha. Lecha trei zimnim. Where do we find the two times? Lo yireh lecha so'ar b'chol gibul lecha shivet yavi b'parshas va'ei. In Sefer Devarim we have the psukim of lo yireh lecha. You can't find so'ar in your gevulin. Uksiv in parshas bo in Shemos lo yireh lecha chametz v'lo yireh lecha so'ar b'chol gibul lecha. B'parshas bo. It's written both. V'im einu inyin lahai lecha b'gevulim gabi riyah. If we already wrote it once, Lagavi Ria, you don't need it anymore. The High Kavar Omer, Taninahu Inyan Lilo Yamatza. You could give it over to a similar Inyan, to Lo Yamatza, to Dorish Bay. Lo Yamatza Lecha, after Mitzoya Tzchav. It should be found among you, even what's Mitzoya Tzchav. Ayan Shvoyim Chakim Alecha. Lecha, the Ein Chametz Asa, Eliyim Kin Shachat, has to be yours. Avalata Matzisha, et Shalom. But you could have his, even if he's under your dominion, you could have his. The lecha works with lo yimatza. Vahi lecha de chametz lo kichashiv desor v'chametz mitzar tzriche k'tuma v'beitzer dechad mechavero lo yalif. So we see at the end over here that yours, meaning we could even put lo yimatza, it shouldn't be found. So even goyim that are living in your chatzah, as long as it's not yours, you could have their chametz in your chatzah. Omer Mar, Brisa continues over here. The Brisa says, Yachal Yatmin v'yakabal puktonim in a goyim, nachrim, tamaloma lo yimatsa. You might thought that if it's buried, or if you accept a something from the goy, that it would be mutter. Tamaloma lo yimatsa. You can't have it at all. Ha, amat reisha, we just said before as we're going to, you can have Goyish chametz in the house. And over here it says, you cannot have a deposit from a nachli of his goyim. Ha'amad reisha shalchai taravata reisha lacherim. Stama astira, this has been going through the whole thing. On one hand we're saying that Goyish chametz can be also with you. On the other hand we're saying it's mutter. V'shagavora, lo kasha, it's not a problem. Had the kabil aleya achrayot, had the lo kabil aleya achrayot. When is it aser for you to have the comments of a koi in your house when you accept the achrayus on it. You said that this, I'm going to take care of it, meaning if it gets destroyed, I'll pay you back for it. When the guy asks you a favor, can I leave this with you? No achrayus, no strings attached. In that case, you're allowed to leave it with you. That you're allowed to have. But once you take responsibility for it, you're not allowed to have their chametz. Ki hadam elahu vava, like Vava said with B'nai Mechuzah, which was a Sir city. Bi'iru chamira de B'nai Chela, mebedechon. You're allowed, in those days, what they used to do is the, in order to feed the army, they would come in and leave the supplies at someone's house, and now you have to cook and bake for them. They didn't have cooks in those days. So the king's army would take flour and deposit in different people's houses, and when the army comes there, you have to cook and bake for them. So this Jewish person has the soldier's chametz in his house, and they're coming around in 3 weeks during Pesach or something, and if it's lost over there, you're going to have to pay back the government. So over here, Rav said to them, destroy the chametz of the B'nai Chela, of the army, from your houses over here. Cave on the ilu migna the ilu mitvi. If they're stolen or lost, in your rishus, guy, it's considered your rishus. Ubiyat leshlumi, and you have to pay like it's yours, dummy. Therefore, it's aser. Pri aser. So we have now, this is already opening up a very large sugya. There's two sugyas going on over here. We see clearly over here that if you have achrayos on goyish chametz, you have to get rid of them. I'm not going to go into the sugya because it's complicated. I actually have a sheet written up in my house. I don't have a chance to look at it on stocks. Stocks in having, if you have achrayos in a company, if you own partial owning a company of chametz, this is a very big shaila. People have to ask a competent rav if you own a chelik in a company. There's many factors over here. How much do you have? Are you actually really part of the decision making or not? But certainly with Jewish, if it's a Jewish owned company, depending on exactly what a corporation is, if it can actually be called Jewish owned, but it's in control of maybe a Jewish majority in the stocks. And certainly, even now we're seeing over here, if you have a major say or any say, you have some kind of achrayus in a goyish company that's dealing with chametz, one has to ask a question when it comes to Pesach, because if it's considered in your rishus, you have to do bir chametz. You have to get rid of your security. This is a complicated question, it's definitely not for now, but one should look into the matter. There's another question over here that's bothering the Mefarshim. The government just appointed you to hold on to their stuff for them. Comes your holiday, and you burn it, right? It's not yours. It's gizela, right? You're stealing from what's not yours. At their expense, you're stealing. And gezel akum is usher min haTorah. We hold that gezel akum. It's usher. You can't do it. So there's a problem over here. Gezel akum is usher. Even al menat lahashiv, you're going to pay it back later. You're not allowed to steal. This is the Minchas Chinuch question on this Gemara. And it caused a storm over here. You see clearly that Rava is saying that destroy it and pay him back later. And it seems to be an absolute steer to the dinim that we have. You're not allowed to steal from a goy. So the Minchas Chinuch brings an interesting teretz. It's debated, but it's interesting that it's not called gezel over here. If you destroyed it, it's called being a mazik. You damaged the goods of a goy. Damage, hezek of a nachri, you're not chayiv on. Very interesting. To damage a Jew, you have to pay. You bring it to court. Hezek of a goy is not. Now, why not? Why should there be difference between a hezek of a goy and a hezek of a Jew? And this is where the beauty of a minchas chinuch comes in. How do we know in the Torah that I can't damage someone? Where does it say the iser of hezek in the Torah? Right? It's a limud. Who is V'yachta Lech Kamocha going on? Jews. Who says you have a mitzvah V'yachta Lech Kamocha on Goyim? So that's one limud. That's a limud that I can't damage.
What about all those parshas in Mishpatim that deal with Hezek?
Hezek. So where's the source of Hezek? Hezek comes from one of two sources. This is what the Minchas Chinuch brings down. There's no Isser in the Torah of Hezek, except if you have to love a kamocha, you have to love your friend like yourself, and therefore you can't damage his things when the Isser comes out. Or there's some that want to bring down, he mentions, that it comes from Hasheva Saveda. If I have to go out of my way to return your object and to guard it for you, kosher can, I can't damage it. Meaning there's not a specific pasuk in the Torah. It's come out from a limud, either the Aftalach and Kamocha or Sheva Saveda. Again, a Sheva Saveda, the pasuk says Achicha over there. What's the pasuk? Bring it off in. Tashit,
Hashet.
Achicha, your brother, but not Koyin. So over there he brings down that there's not an Isser of destroying it. You have to pay it back after. What?
All these parshas, like, burning down, Kerem Reyecha.
He's saying these are all dinim of Hezek. The first dinim of Hezek. It's the Minchas Chinuch.
Come on.
Okay.
There is a dinim what happens if you do it. It doesn't say that you suffer to do it.
Oh, thank you. Let's go back there before I get more stuck over here. Okay, let's just see this last little piece and we'll continue this on Sunday. This is all Nikadam Daman Domer Dava Hakorim Lamamon Kimamon Dami. Let's see Rashi up there. I think we're going to have to cover this tomorrow on Sunday. Mechuza is the Irish Shovava. The Bnei Chela, this is the guys shall base the Melech, this is the troops of the Melech. Umatilim Tikun Tarech Mizonoteim shall Ha'arion. And then the Tikun of preparing the food is on the people. We'll continue with this tomorrow on Sunday.